In the southwestern corner of Africa, there is a country where the scale of the land shapes the nature of human connection. This is Namibia, a nation of vast distances and close-knit communities where a population of just over 2.5 million people lives scattered across a landscape that feels infinite. Here, the horizon is not a boundary, but an invitation, and the sky is a constant, humbling presence. Life is lived in the open, under a sun that dictates the rhythm of the day and stars that command the silence of the night. This is a place where self-reliance is woven into the fabric of daily life, yet where the bonds of family and community are the ultimate currency. It is a land of ancient cultures and modern aspirations, where traditions hundreds of years old are practiced alongside the conveniences of the 21st century. To understand life in Namibia is to understand the relationship between people and the immense space they inhabit, how the quiet emptiness of the desert fosters a unique strength, and how the great distances between towns only serve to bring people closer together. This is not a story about isolation, but about a different kind of connection, one forged in the heart of one of the world's last great wildernesses. This is the story of Namibia. Daily life in Namibia is shaped by the sheer scale of the country and the quiet rhythm of its climate. In the small rural towns and villages that serve as vital hubs for vast farming areas, the day begins early, with the cool, clear light of dawn. This is the most precious part of the day, a time for work before the heat settles over the land. The pace is unhurried, deliberate, and deeply practical. Life revolves around simple, dependable routines. The opening of the general store, the morning delivery of mail, the gathering of farmers to collect supplies and exchange news. These towns are islands of community in a sea of open space, their existence a testament to human resilience and the need for connection. Communities are small and self-reliant, bound by a shared understanding of the challenges and rewards of living in such an environment. Neighbors depend on one another, not just for social connection, but for practical, often urgent support in a place where the next town might be 100 kilometers of unforgiving gravel road away. A breakdown, a medical emergency, or a sudden storm are communal events met with an unspoken, deeply ingrained sense of collective responsibility. Anonymity is a rare commodity. Here, people know each other, their families, their histories, and the stories of their land. Social life often unfolds on the stoop, the shaded veranda that fronts almost every farmhouse and town dwelling. A place for a cup of coffee, a quiet conversation, and a long contemplative gaze out at the unchanging horizon. Life on the commercial farms that cover much of the country's interior is a routine of hard work, meticulous planning, and a deep, often spiritual connection to the land. Generations of families have worked the same ground, raising cattle in the central and northern regions or hardy Karakul sheep in the more arid south. Their lives are governed by the seasons and, above all, by the promise of rain. The family unit is the core of society, a source of strength, continuity, and shared labor. Children grow up with a unique sense of independence and responsibility. Their backyards, not fenced gardens, but vast open landscapes of thornbush savanna, dry riverbeds, and rocky hills known as koppies. It is a childhood that teaches self-sufficiency, patience, and a quiet, steady confidence born from navigating a world of real, tangible consequences. They learn to read the sky for weather, to track animals, and to understand the subtle language of the bush. In a country of such vast distances, tradition is the anchor that gives people their identity. It is the invisible map that guides them, connecting them to their ancestors, their land, and each other. Namibia is a rich mosaic of cultures, each with a distinct and deeply cherished heritage. In the remote, rugged, and arid northwest, in the Kunene region, live the Himba people, a semi-nomadic pastoralist group who have maintained their traditional way of life for centuries, largely untouched by the pressures of the modern world. Their universe revolves around their cattle, which are a source of food, a measure of wealth, and a sacred link to their ancestors. The homestead is organized around the holy fire, the Okuruwo, which must never be allowed to die out, for it represents the enduring presence of their ancestral spirits. The most striking and visible symbol of Himba identity is the Otjize, a paste of butterfat and powdered red ochre stone that the women apply to their skin and intricate hairstyles each day. This is not a cosmetic, but a deeply cultural and symbolic practice. It is a symbol of beauty, a sign of life and health, and a connection to the rich red earth that sustains them. Their elaborate hairstyles, which change to signify age and marital status, are a complex visual language telling the story of a woman's journey through life. Elsewhere in Namibia, the magnificent dress of the Herero women tells a different but equally powerful story of cultural identity and historical resilience. Their voluminous, floor-length Victorian-style gowns, made from dozens of meters of fabric, and their distinctive horn-shaped headdresses, the Otjikaiva, are a powerful symbol of cultural pride. This style was originally adapted from the wives of German missionaries in the 19th century, a period of immense trauma and conflict for the Herero people. In the aftermath, they reclaimed and transformed this European dress into a proud and defiant statement of Herero identity, with the horn-shaped headdress designed to honor the cattle that are so central to their culture. Today, it is worn with immense grace and dignity at ceremonies, weddings, funerals, and in daily life, a living, vibrant link to their history and a testament to their unyielding spirit. This cultural richness extends across the nation. In the central regions, the Damara people, one of Namibia's oldest inhabitants, speak a unique Klik language. Their history and folklore passed down through generations of oral storytelling. In the far northeast, in the lush riverine environment of the Kavango and Zambezi regions, the local communities have a rich heritage of wood carving, basketry, and music, their lives intimately connected to the great rivers that flow through their lands. And in the Kalahari, the San people, the original inhabitants of southern Africa, carry with them an ancient legacy of art and environmental knowledge. Their rock paintings, a silent testament to a history stretching back millennia. For Namibians, cultural identity is not a relic of the past to be observed in a museum. It is a living, breathing part of the present, a source of strength, pride, and continuity in a modernizing nation. For generations, the backbone of the Namibian economy and the soul of its culture has been farming. In a land defined by its aridity, this is an act of faith and a science of patience. Cattle are more than just a commodity. They are a measure of wealth, a symbol of status, and a deep-seated part of the national identity. Ranching in this environment is a constant negotiation with the elements. Farmers must manage vast tracts of land to provide enough grazing for their herds, constantly mindful of the scarce and unpredictable rainfall and the fragile, slow-growing vegetation. They must be geologists, botanists, and meteorologists reading the land and the sky to make decisions that will determine their livelihood. It is a life of calculated risk, immense hard work, and a profound, unsentimental respect for the environment. Along the cold, nutrient-rich Atlantic coast, another economy thrives, one governed by the rhythms of the ocean. The towns of Walvis Bay, with its large modern port, and the historic town of Luderitz are centers of a robust and globally significant fishing industry. Their harbors are busy with trawlers that venture into the rich waters of the Benguela Current, bringing in vast catches of hake, monkfish, and rock lobster, much of it destined for the markets of Europe and Asia. This industry provides thousands of jobs, from the crews on the boats to the workers in the sophisticated onshore processing plants. But increasingly, the Namibian economy is being shaped by a different, more sustainable resource, the landscape itself. Tourism is a vital and growing sector, a cornerstone of the modern economy. People from all over the world are drawn to Namibia's pristine wilderness, its unique desert-adapted wildlife, its geological wonders, and its profound sense of peace and solitude. This has created new and diverse opportunities, from small, community-run guest houses and craft markets to skilled jobs as safari guides, trackers, and conservationists. Through innovative models like community conservancies, rural Namibians are becoming the primary custodians and beneficiaries of their natural heritage, offering a path to build a sustainable future by preserving and sharing the extraordinary wild beauty that surrounds them. Namibian food is a direct reflection of the land and its complex history, simple, hearty, unpretentious, and deeply sociable. The culinary heart of the nation, a ritual that unites Namibians of all backgrounds, is the braai vleis, or simply braai. It is far more than a barbecue. It is a cherished social institution, a cornerstone of community and family life. On weekends and special occasions, the scent of wood smoke fills the air across the country. Friends and family gather around the fire, sharing stories and conversation as the meat, often high-quality beef or lamb from local farms or local game like springbok, kudu or oryx, is cooked slowly and carefully over the glowing coals. It is an event that can last for hours, a celebration of togetherness, good food, and the simple pleasure of a shared experience. The staple food for many Namibians, particularly in the northern regions, is maize porridge, known locally as pap. It is a simple, versatile, and filling dish, often served so thick it can be eaten with the hands, alongside a stew of meat or vegetables, known as a relish. In rural villages, meals are often cooked communally over an open fire, the heart of the homestead. Its smoke, a familiar and comforting scent on the evening air. Another staple, particularly for long journeys or as a snack, is biltong, air-dried spiced meat, and droewors, dried sausage, a culinary tradition inherited from the country's South African influence. To live in Namibia is to live in the constant humbling presence of an ancient and powerful nature. The landscape is not a passive backdrop, it is an active, dominant force in daily life. The Namib Desert, stretching for 2,000 kilometers along the Atlantic coast, is thought to be the oldest desert in the world, a place of surreal and breathtaking beauty that has been shaped by millions of years of climatic extremes. Here at Sossus Vlie are some of the highest sand dunes on the planet, sculpted by the wind into majestic flowing forms that are constantly in motion, yet seem eternal. Their colors shift with the light from soft pink and apricot at dawn to a deep, fiery orange in the late afternoon. A spectacle of light and shadow on a colossal scale. Further north lies the Skeleton Coast, a wild, desolate, and hauntingly beautiful stretch of shoreline where the cold Benguela current from the Antarctic meets the hot, dry air of the desert. The result is a near-permanent thick fog that rolls in from the sea, blanketing the coast in a cool, damp, and mysterious shroud. It is a treacherous coastline, a graveyard for ships and whales, littered with the rusting skeletons of wrecked vessels and the bleached colossal bones of marine giants. A stark and beautiful reminder of nature's unforgiving power. Yet this fog is also a source of life, providing the essential moisture for a unique ecosystem of desert-adapted plants and insects. Inland, the landscape changes dramatically to the vast, flat, and shimmering expanse of the Etosha region, centered on a massive salt pan so large it can be seen from space. For much of the year, it is a shimmering, white, empty plain of cracked clay, its mirages dancing in the intense heat. But in the rare years of good rain, it can transform into a shallow, temporary lake, attracting vast flocks of pink flamingos. The permanent waterholes that dot its edges are a lifeline for an incredible diversity of wildlife. Large herds of desert-adapted elephants, endangered black rhinos, lions, leopards, and vast herds of springbok, zebra, and wildebeest. For Namibians, this is not a distant, exotic safari destination. It is the world outside their door, a constant and humbling presence in their lives, a source of wonder and a reminder of the delicate balance of life in an arid land. Further south, the earth falls away into the Fish River Canyon, the second largest canyon in the world, a colossal chasm carved over hundreds of millions of years, its scale almost impossible for the human mind to comprehend. The vast distances of Namibia define the practical realities of modern life. The country is connected by a network of long, well-maintained gravel roads that stretch for hundreds of kilometers through seemingly empty landscapes. Driving is not a chore, but a fundamental part of life, and long journeys are routine. The isolation between towns fosters a culture of preparedness and profound self-reliance. You learn to change a tire in the blistering sun, to carry extra fuel and water, and to appreciate the simple, friendly wave from the driver of another vehicle after hours of solitude. The Baki, the sturdy pickup truck, is the unofficial national vehicle, a workhorse capable of handling the punishing roads, laden with everything from farm supplies and building materials to entire families on their way to a wedding. This sense of quiet, spacious rural life stands in stark contrast to the capital, Windhoek. Nestled in a valley in the country's central highlands, Windhoek is the political, economic, and cultural heart of the nation. It is a clean, modern, and surprisingly cosmopolitan city, where shopping malls, government buildings, and bustling markets create a vibrant urban energy. It is the one place in the country where one can experience traffic jams and the anonymous bustle of city life. Yet even here, the sense of space is never far away. From almost any point in the city, you can see the surrounding hills of the Auasan Eros Mountains, a constant, reassuring reminder of the vast wilderness that lies just beyond the city limits. And in a surprising twist of modernity, even in some of the most remote regions, the reach of mobile networks is extensive, a thin, invisible thread of connectivity that links isolated farmsteads, remote lodges, and tiny villages to the wider world, bridging the immense physical distances with digital technology. For the young people of Namibia, life is a careful and often complex balancing act between the old world and the new, between the pull of tradition and the promise of the future. Education is seen as the key to that future, and the government has invested heavily in a public school system that reaches across the vast expanse of the country. In remote rural areas, children may walk for several kilometers each day to attend a small village school, often learning in multi-grade classrooms. For many, continuing to secondary school means leaving home to live in a boarding school in a larger town, a common and formative experience that fosters independence, resilience, and a broader perspective from a young age. The ambitions of young Namibians are as vast as the landscapes they grew up in. They aspire to be doctors, engineers, geologists, conservationists, and entrepreneurs. They are digitally connected, fluent in global culture through the internet and social media, yet they remain deeply rooted in their own local traditions and family histories. They navigate a world where they might speak their indigenous language at home with their grandparents, use Afrikaans with their friends, and study in English, the official language of the country. They face the great challenge of their generation, to forge a future that honors their unique heritage while embracing the opportunities of a modern, globalized world. It is a delicate and ongoing negotiation to find a way to build a prosperous, innovative future for their country without losing the unique cultural identity, the strong community bonds, and the profound connection to the land that makes them who they are. The rhythm of daily life in Namibia is dictated by the sun. The heat of the day, especially in the interior during the summer months, is intense, powerful, and draining. Activity slows to a crawl. People seek the cool refuge of shade, and a sense of profound quiet and stillness descends upon the towns and farms. It is a time for indoor work, for rest, for a siesta, and for patience. A collective, unspoken agreement to wait for the cool of the evening. As the sun begins its descent towards the horizon, the country comes to life again. The air cools rapidly and the light softens, painting the landscape in breathtaking hues of gold, orange, and purple. This is the social time of day. People emerge from their homes to water their gardens, to visit neighbors, to play with their children in the street. It is the time for the evening meal, for the braai, for stories shared around a crackling fire. As darkness falls, another world reveals itself. Away from the few lights of the towns, the Namibian night sky is a spectacle of overwhelming beauty. With no humidity to blur the view and no light pollution to wash it out, the stars are astonishingly bright and clear, a brilliant dense canopy of light that feels almost close enough to touch. The Milky Way spills across the sky like a river of diamonds. In the profound, deep silence of the desert night, under a sky filled with countless stars, one feels a deep and humbling sense of connection to the universe, a feeling of being both infinitesimally small and intrinsically part of something vast and eternal. Life in this beautiful but demanding land is not without its significant and persistent challenges. The most fundamental of these, the question that underpins all life here, is water. Namibia is the driest country in sub-Saharan Africa, a nation of ephemeral rivers that flow only for a few days a year after rare, localized thunderstorms. Drought is not an occasional disaster. It is a constant, recurring feature of the climate, a threat that affects farmers, wildlife, and the growing urban centers alike. Managing this scarce and precious resource through a network of dams, pipelines, and the careful use of underground aquifers is the single greatest and most complex challenge for the nation's long-term future. The vastness of the country, its greatest asset, also creates its own difficulties. Providing essential services like healthcare and education to small, widely scattered communities is a constant logistical and financial challenge. While the economy has grown steadily since independence, significant economic gaps, often reflecting the deep inequalities inherited from the country's colonial and apartheid past, still exist. And as tourism becomes ever more important, the country faces the complex task of balancing the economic benefits with the need to protect its fragile ecosystems from overuse. This requires a delicate balance, one that Namibians are thoughtfully navigating through policies that promote sustainable, low-impact tourism and community-based conservation, ensuring that local people are the primary custodians and beneficiaries of their natural heritage. There is also the ever-present challenge of human-wildlife conflict, as farmers living alongside national parks must find ways to coexist with predators and large game, a daily reminder of the blurred lines between human settlement and the wild. So why do people choose to stay? In a world of seemingly limitless options, in an age of global mobility, why do they remain rooted in this small, remote, and often challenging place? The answers are as varied as the individuals themselves, but they often circle back to the same core, fundamental themes, themes born from the land itself. They stay for the freedom, not a political concept, but a tangible, physical reality. The freedom that comes with immense open space. The freedom from crowds and congestion. The freedom to live a life of quiet, unencumbered independence. They stay for the profound and unshakable sense of peace that comes from living in a world of deep silence and stillness. A quiet that allows for a more meaningful connection to oneself and to the natural world. In a modern world, saturated with noise and distraction, Namibia offers a rare and precious silence. They stay for the deep, unbreakable connection to their roots, to a culture and a heritage that gives them a powerful sense of belonging and identity in a world that is becoming increasingly homogeneous. They stay for the community, for the strong, dependable bonds of family and friendship that are forged in a place where people truly rely on one another, where a neighbor's well-being is intrinsically linked to your own. And above all, they stay for the land itself. For a Namibian, the landscape is not just a place. It is an integral part of their identity. It is in their blood, in their spirit. It is the source of their resilience, their patience, their strength, and their unique long-range perspective on the world. It is the feeling of having roots that run as deep and as ancient as the geology beneath their feet. Namibia exists in a state of beautiful, stark simplicity. It is a land that teaches patience, humility, and a deep appreciation for the essentials of life: water, family, community, and the quiet passage of time. It is a place where the modern world, with its digital connectivity and global commerce, coexists with ancient traditions and ways of life that have endured for centuries. Here, the rhythm of life is still governed by the sun and the seasons, not by the clock. Here, life is measured not in noise and haste, but in the steady, quiet pulse of the natural world. It is a living testament to the human ability to find not just a home, but a sense of profound and enduring belonging in a land of silence, distance, and enduring, magnificent space.